I know that I speak for both of us when I say how deeply touched we are by that reception, and it makes all the more poignant the absence of our colleague, Peter Jennings. We had hoped that he would be here so that we could have a reunion tonight, a celebration, because the three of us really thought that to have been a reporter at large in a world of such profound change in the last quarter of a century was reward enough. So this recognition is a true dividend tonight, and for that we're deeply grateful.
But to the millions of people who invited us into their living rooms every evening over the years, it's important for us to say, because we feel it so deeply, how much we appreciated that, and that we never took that invitation lightly, nor the responsibilities. It still comes as something of a shock to say that word "we," in the absence brought by Peter's passing. He left us far too soon, and with, everyone thought, so much good work still ahead of him.
You know, despite the occasional differences that the three of us may have had, Dan, Peter, and I had a common commitment to the importance of serious journalism because that's what the American people expected, no less than that. We also talked about the unique brotherhood that we shared. It developed over the years. Now, we were competitive on a day-to-day basis and around the world, but we were always bound together by a shared devotion to being reporters first, whether we were in the anchor chair or on the road. And as for our personal relationship, Peter probably summed it up best when he said, "Yes, we are friends." Then he added laughingly, "Because we don't see each other very much." Our true friend, Peter, is gone. But tonight, Casey, Christopher, and Elizabeth, Dan, and I want you to know that Peter will have a place in this brotherhood forever.
And finally, we want to thank the Academy, most of all for a gesture that I hope reaffirms the need for strong, relevant, quality television journalism. Using this medium for good journalism comes with undeniable challenges, but there are times, as we've been most recently reminded with Hurricane Katrina, when the immediacy and images that television provides not only the best way to convey a breaking news story, but also an essential part of the story itself.
I know that if Peter were here tonight, he'd join us in saluting our colleagues, the next great generation of broadcast journalists, for their tireless and courageous work in covering the tragedy of Katrina so brilliantly for the last 3 weeks.
Television has been called a medium of the tremendous potential powers, and we continue to believe in the potential of those powers to do good. Thank you. Good night. Godspeed.
Thank you.